It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A federal moratorium on evictions expires at the end of the month, and it's unclear how state leaders will respond. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Governor Jared Polis says that Colorado will continue to match federal policy on evictions. Right now, that means waiting to see if Congress passes a new moratorium on evictions to replace the one that ends on New Year's Eve. But it's not clear if the new federal stimulus package will address evictions or not, so housing advocates have urged Polis to preemptively extend a state ban on housing removals until February. That request came in a letter signed by 6 out of 10 members of the governor's Eviction Prevention Task Force. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Denver Rescue Mission will host its annual Christmas celebration for people at its emergency shelters. It's accepting donations, too. The Rescue Mission's Nicole Cheddar says a welcome Christmas present for their clients would be cold weather clothing.
Socks, gloves, hats, even things like underwear. Everything that you would need to stay warm during the winter months. And in a variety of sizes, we often get the smaller sizes, and we do need those larger sizes as well.
The Denver Center for the Performing Arts is offering $10,000 to one artist to fund a new show next year. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The DCPA is calling all artists to submit proposals for COVID-safe theatrical experiences. As part of their Powered by Off-Center program, the organization will pick one proposal to support, fund, and premiere in June 2021. The center hopes to create opportunities for local artists with their initiative. Applications must be submitted by January 17th. Further details are available on the DCPA website. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
And there's more Colorado news at CPR.org. The weather's mostly sunny today, highs in the 50s around Denver and Colorado Springs, 40s in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.